Okay, today's daf is Vachem, daf Tzadi Dalet, and we are on Tzadi Gimel Amaveis. Let's start again from the Mishnah as we continue in Perek Dam Chatos, the 11th Perek, all about the unique halacha that applies to Karban Chatos, that if some of the blood of the Chatos spills or splatters on a Beged, so then that Beged has special halachas, it has to be washed in a Makam Kadosh, in the Beis HaMikdash, and it has to be specially prepared, and that affects not the entire Beged, as we'll see, but at least part of the Beged, and a unique halacha of Dam Chatos. Interesting, we'll have to see. Rabbi Eliezer, who, as we know, a number of times has extended Chatos to include also Asham, the halachas of Chatos also including Asham, do we find that by this unique halacha of Dam Chatos? We had back on Dav Beis, the Rabbi Eliezer says that Chatos Shechta Shelo Lishma is a psula, so that is also applies to Asham. We had back on Daf Pei Aleph Amabez, where the blood that is brought bifnim, outside blood that's brought inside, Dam She Nichnas Lifnim, so Rabbi Akiva held that only applies to, Rabbi Akiva said that applies to all karbanos, the Chacham said it only applies to Chatos, and Rabbi Eliezer said it applies to Asham too. Here we have a unique perek all about Chatos, about Dam Chatos, that's the name of the perek, Dam Chatos Shiriz Abeged, and we have no mention of Asham. Interesting note, there Rabbi Eliezer does not have that, doesn't seem to have that here as of yet. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Nitaz ala or achala hufshat. If blood splatters, chatas blood splatters on leather, on or, achala hufshat, before it is hufshat from an animal, so then enoton kibus, it does not require kibus, because, as we will see, a leather hide, while it is still attached to the animal, is not ra'ui l'malacha, it's not ra'ui to be worn, it's not ra'ui to be used, it's still attached, so therefore it is not mekabel tumah yet, it's that in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, and therefore this halacha also would not apply to it. If blood splatters on it, it would not require kibus, the special washing. Mishahuv shatot kibus, but once it is detached, once the animal is skinned, so then to'en kibus, it would require Kibus divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Afi Shufshat Eino Ton Kibus. Rabbi Lazar says, no, even after, once it is Hufshat, it still does not require Kibus. It is not enough, as we'll see why that is. The Stipler discusses in here in Zvachim, what exactly is the reason that right after it is Hufshat, it requires Kibus. The Gemara is going to say a little bit later that the reason that it requires Kibus is not Dafka because of the blood going on the Beged, because of the Blia, because of the absorption of the blood into the Beged. So therefore, he asked the disciple here in Simen Chavav, Imkein Madua Ha'or Ton Kibus La'achash Hufshat, Hari Ba'arshu Kasha Lo Shayach Blia, as we will talk about. Right? Is there blia? Is there absorption by or? The Gemara is going to bring up Hilchos Shabbos, which we know is also a nafkamina in terms of this. The Kilos Yaakov, the disciple quotes his brother-in-law, the Chazonish, Shubir B'Shem HaChazonish, She'etzem Negias Hadam Bebeged Naki, Kivan She'malachleches Oso Nechsheves Kablia, V'rak Bebeged She'kfar Kvalu Balua Midam Mavur Bigamarish Nagia below Blia Ana Machaevis Bakivus. It could be that the rules for Blia slash Kibus by Dam Chatos could be different than the rules for Blia by other areas of Halacha, suggests the Chazonish. Sheba Ofanze, if you have a Beged that's already Balua from other liquids, so then because the Beged is from Maluchlach, Badam, Ubaluabo, Ein Damashini Mosif Klum Beino Ela Nogea Bebeged. V'yemkein gam ba'arshu kashav eino bolea letocho nechshav esam alichlok shalari de adam kiblia umcheves bekibus. It could be that there's a difference between how you define blia by Chatos and by Shabbos, and even if you want to say, let's say, if something's totally absorbed, and it wouldn't be, that's what the Gemara is talking about here, even in Negia, and a lichluch might be called kibus. Again, a larger halacha that hopefully we will get back to. Okay, but first we have this machlokas tanoim, whether right when it is hufshat, is that good enough? The Bach adds in another phrase here, Eino ta'un kibus ela makom adam v'davar shuroi l'kabal tuma. Only the makom of the dam, as we will see, the whole beged doesn't have to be washed. We don't say once part of it is covered, then the whole thing. Like normal tuma v'tara. Normal tuma v'tara, if one part of an item becomes tame, generally then the whole item becomes tame. Right? It's not that you go by separate spots. Right, you have to tovel if part of a kli becomes tameh. Usually the entire kli becomes tameh. Here, this is not a din of tumah v'tahara. It's a special din without a model of Dam Chatos. Dam Chatos requiring kibbutz, so one has to just separate that spot. Kind of reminds us of Tsaras. By Tsaras also, one might be able to separate and cut out the beged or cut out the part of the house that is Tameh. And deal with that. So here too, Makam Adam, Vidarvash are Roy Lakabal Tumah, and only somebody that is Roy Lakabal Tumah, as we'll see, Virotwi Lakibus, and somebody that is Rotwi fit to be washed. What does that mean? The Mefarshim explained. The Bartanura here says, not Kli'ates. Kli'ates you cannot wash, as we'll see more in the Gemara. Echara Begad, Echara Sak, Echara Artu Lakibus, all different materials, even though not all the materials are mentioned in the Torah Mefurish. But any material, any beged, requires kibbutz. Interesting there, or is on the list, as we will see. Vakibbutz b'makom kadosh, and this type of washing is done in a makom kadosh, in the Azara, Rashi says. And once we're talking about related issues, v'shviras klicheres b'makom kadosh, the breaking of a klicheres, that if I cook the chatas in a klicheres, so then that we know, from the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah, that a klicheres is boleya and it's eno polet la'olam, so you have to break it. So that is done also in the Azara. Umrika v'shtifa b'kli nechosh v'makam kadosh, the way that I clean the other kelim, metal kelim, kli nechoshes, that's marika u'shtifa. We'll have to see in the Gemara what exactly is the difference between marika and shtifa and the other processes. B'makam kadosh, zechomer b'chatas mikachi kachim. And the Mishnah ends off, this is a chumra that applies by carbon chatas that does not apply to other kachim, even kachi kachim. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. What is that last line referring to? Zechomer, this. What's the this? We mentioned a number of halachas just now in the Mishnah. We mentioned kibbutz, that's the main topic of the parak, but then we also just mentioned breaking of the klicheres and riku shtifa and the kli nechoshes. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Zechomer, a kibbutz ka'i. It's referring to kibbutz. It's referring to the special din of kibbutz, meaning mashma from Rashi, that all the other halachas apply to the other areas of kachim. If you look at the Rambam is not so simple. The Rambam in Maaseh Karbanos, in Paraches, discusses these halachas of kibbutz. That's the parak of the Rambam. Paraches in Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos discusses this chumra. Chomer b'chatas ha-behema, mishar kachay kachim. Right, chatas behema. Right, noting not chatas of. Chatas behema mishar kachay kachim. Shadam chatas ha-behema, shenitas min akli, shekibel bo hadam, kodem hazaya. Al habeged, he adds in a number of details which comes up in the Gemara. Right, it goes from the kli, not from the neck of the animal, from the kli that you were makabel the damim before you were mazeh. So it still has that status. When it goes from there onto the beged, so then to kibbutz b'mayim b'azara. It requires kibbutz in water in the azara shene emar v'asher yaza b'dama la beged asher yaza aleh techabes b'makom kadosh. Echad habeged v'echad asak v'echad or. As the Chafetz Chaim told us at the beginning of the Masechta, we always have to know Halacha L'maisa. Not just doing the Gemara, you have to know, right? The L'maisa, what is going to have to be done. So it's always important to read the summary of the Rambams on all of these Gemaras. So Echad Abecha V'Echasach V'Echad Or Arach to Nekibus Avalar HaKasha Not. We'll have to get to that in the Gemara where the Rambam gets it from. And then he quotes Chatas Psula, does not need kibbutz. Ain't ton kibbutz ala makam adam bilvad. V'hushiela klisha roi lakabal tuma. V'roi lakibbutz. Avalamitas, and he says what's excluded, as the Gemara will say, Kli Eitz, Kli Matlus, does not require kibbutz, as we will read that Rambam Bez Hashem soon. And then it quotes other details before we get to the one that's important for us now. Paraches, Halacha, Yudalit, Velo, Bechatas, Bilvad, and not by Chatas, Bilvad does this apply. Elakol HaKalim, Shemishtamshim, Bahem Bekachim, Al Yedei Chamin, all Kalim that are used with hot. Bein kachim kachim, men kachim kalim, teunin marika ushtifa ekev achila. Marika ushtifa are needed by kachim kachim ekev achila. V'chein ashpud v'ha'askala mag'ilon ekev achila. V'ein amanich ha'adzman achila shnia. Elak shiashlim v'chulu edhi continues. Chutz v'nachatas, shu shover bakli cheres. U'mevashal v'shonu m'shalish miyad bein b'kli matlas bein b'kli cheres v'marik v'shotei v'atsov achila. And he continues. It sounds like for the Rambam that the shviras kli cheres is only by chatas. And that is what the Mefarshim here on the Rambam discuss. Really? Klicheres, we know, is eno polate la'olam, by anything, by regular bishul. Right? Why would the unique halacha of shvira b'klicheres only apply to chatas? Right? Rashi says it only applies by kibbutz. right? That's the only thing that is unique to Chatas, but all the other halachas apply to others. So the Rambam quotes Mariku Shtifa by other Karbanis, but it does not quote Klichera. So what is, why exactly is that true? So the Radvaz, Rabbi Kiva Eger, all the Mefarshim here on the Rambam tried to figure out exactly what the pshat is. Maybe beforehand to break it, it is not considered puzzle yet. And he continues, Elavade, he quotes the Rabbi Kiva Eger here in the Hagos on the Rambam. He quotes Elavade psikale the Rambam le imrigu shtifa zlomani bishul bala balua masafka le b'shviras klicheres. The Tama continues not for now. He has a long piece. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. One other ha'ara. The Menachas Chinuch. Menachas Chinuch discusses these halachas of breaking or washing. Are there any? Has to be done in the Azara. That's what we know. What about the other requirements? Is it an avoda? Right. What about a zar? Could a zar do these? Could a kohen balmum do these quote unquote avodos? It's not really avodos, but that's the question. So he says, "V'lo reisi tam ksas k'peida baze v'hinei akibus aval bishu bazara kuf lamed ches os tes os yud in the Minchas Chinuch mikol makom eina avoda v'ksheir bazarim." This is classic Minchas Chinuch talking about an application of a halacha which is not mentioned in Shas. Right, you got to figure it out using the lumdus, using the understanding of this yisod. So mikol makom ein avoda v'ksheira bizarim delo matzino bazeh dafka kohen. We don't find anywhere that the Gemara says in this perek. This is the perek to find it. We don't find that it's only a kohen. Imkin ksheira bizarim ubachal apsulim the efshar, and then he says maybe there's a limit. The efshar ein menichin chereshot v'katan lachabes kivat shehu mitzvah the efshar she'ein k'peida. It's not sure. What about a lav bardas? Is the result the ikker or the mice of the ikker? There's a big discussion in Hilchas Tefilas Kelim, right? Could I use a goy to be tovel my kelim if I'm omen al gabav? Is that just about the result, or is there something about the mice itself? If it's purely the result, then even a cheresh of a katan could do it, right? That we could have that. So that's the Minchas Chinuch discusses that here. Interesting. Again, mitzva versus result, as we talk about, there are certain even mitzvahs. He's noted to say maybe it's a mitzvah, and therefore you shouldn't do it, right? We have sometimes even mitzvahs that are result-oriented, at least according to some achronim. We know the discussion of halakas neir Shabbos. Halakas neir Shabbos, what happens if it's chas v'shalom, somebody missed the 18 minutes, and now it's during Ben HaShvashos. So the halacha is, we know you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a malacha for you during Beit HaShvashos. The Magen Avraham has the Chiddush Gadol that you could even, somebody can make a bracha on the lighting of a goy during Beit HaShvashos. The lighting of a goy? The goy is doing the mitzvah. How can we make a bracha on the lighting of a goy? Well, if we say that there's an element not just of the lighting of the candles, but the candles being lit and the creation of that result, so then maybe I created the result. Either I did it myself or I had a guy do it. So it's possible. Not that everyone agrees to that psak. That's the psak of the Magen Avraham. He bases it on the Machan Ephraim. Machan Ephraim, 300 years, 200 years before the Magen Avraham, who says that a Jew can make a bracha on a goy building a ma'akeh. A ma'akeh, a fence around the roof. So again, not Jews maybe aren't always in construction. And let's say we have a non-Jewish construction company put up the gate on the roof. The Machan Ephraim says it's possible that a good Jew can make a bracha on that. So the Machan Ephraim, based on that, Halakas Neiros might be similar. But again, that's another area where we have result versus the Maisos. That's what the Minchas Chinuch discusses here. Then the second half of the paragraph, he says, so it has to be done in the Azara. What about in the Heichal? Could it be done in the Heichal? So we've already had a chilek between the Heichal and the Azara. And we had way back when, earlier, I think Daf Yudish, around that area, the Gemara spoke about Shechita Shlamim. Shechita Shlamim is in Pesach or Moed in the Azara. If you have to go into the Heichal, it's okay. What about other actions that have to be done? We just mentioned Dam, you know, Dam Shenichnas, right? We had it back on Daf Pei Aleph. Outside Dam that goes inside, that parcels it. Shlamim, that's supposed to be shouted outside, you could check it inside. So what about kibbutz? The Minchas Chinuch assumes that you would not be able to do kibbutz in the Heichal. Not be able to. He quotes, the fact that the Gemara says earlier, and the Rambam quotes, shlamim sheshachtam beheichal ksherim, and kachi kachim can be eaten in the Heichal. Now we even had discussed, could you eat it in the Kodesh Kadashim? Right, if the enemies are outside. So nirik dekan, imenu yachal achabes bazara, Also lechavis behechal. I do not think you could wash it in the hechal. Do the special kibbutz. To mevuar, the others were based on extra limudim. The achila dein derech lechav makam rabo. I also lechal rak to rabbi kra bekodesh hakadoshim. Umikol shekim kandu einu derech covered. Right, it's not a problem. Veleka kol ribuye b'val the also lechavis behechal. So lechora, the kibbutz is not an avoda. It's not a special type of a mechubad avoda. That's why he assumes that you would not be able to do it in the hechal. That's the Menachas Chinuch. Kuf lamed ches os yud. Again, the lumdis behind his nafkaminas about cherishot v'katan, about where it is. Is this an avoda? Is this just something that has to be taken care of? But it's not really an avoda like other actions that are required. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do I know that it applies what the issue about or, right? Machlokas Tanoim, does it apply? It does not apply to or one, before it's Hufshat. But once it's Hufshat, maybe it's a Machlokas. The Tanu Rabbanan, Beged, Ainli, Ela Beged, Minayin Larabos, or Misha Hufshat. How do I know include or, right? When it's skinned, Tamalomar, Asher Yizeh, Aleha, Techabes. Yochol Shani Marbe, or Ad Shelo Hufshat. I might include or even before it's skin. Tamalomar beged. Ma beged haroi lekabel tuma. Just like a beged is only when it is roi lekabel tuma. Af kol haroi lekabel tuma. So too, only the only something that is roi lekabel tuma. Div Rabbi Yehudas, that's only something that it is after it is skinned from the animal. Rabbi Eliezer Omer beged a different drasha. Ein li ela beged. You learn it out from the word beged. Minayin l'rabo sak v'chol minei begadim. How do we know we include all different types of materials? Tamalomar asher, and the pasuk continues. Aleha tichabes. Yochol shanimar be'or mishehufshat. Tamalomar beged. I might think right after it's skinned. No, that's also not included. Ma beged davar hamekabel tuma. I've called davar hamakabel tuma. Note the difference. The first opinion was ra'ui lekabel tuma. This day holds davar hamakabel tuma. So my binayu, what's the difference? What do you mean what's the difference? They're different shitas. Sarashi explains the question. It means what's the exact case where, again, the language is difference between davar haroi or davar hamakabel. What is an example of something that is theoretically makabel tuma, but is not roi lekabel tuma in this regard? Right, that's the nafkamina between the two shitas. One shita says it has to be mamish makabel tuma. One has to be roi lekabel tuma. Maybe it's not makabel tuma in this state. It's roi theoretically. So my binaya, what's the case? The Gemara has a couple of suggestions. Three. Number one, Amar Abaya matzlis pchusa mishalosh ika binayu. Maybe if you have a very little piece of material, very little, less than 3x3 finger breaths, right? Shalosh is feminine. Shalosh etzbaos, right? So less than 3x3, a tiny. So madam ma'amar ra'ui, according to the one who says ra'ui, that it is ra'ui lekabel tuma, so hanami ra'ui. So this is also theoretically ra'ui. Why? Di ba'i chashiv alei. If I thought about using this tiny little piece of material, I was machshivit, so then that I can make it makabel tuma. Remember, tum and tara have a lot to do with machshava. Have a lot to do with what I'm planning to do with this item. So here, if you have a tiny little piece, if I think about it, Rashi says, letakein chaluko, I'm going to use it as a patch, let's say, on my shirt, that it could be roi right now. And therefore, if blood is mazeh on it, so that niza on it, so then it would be have to be washed. So madavar davar makabel tuma, hami alab bas kibulei tumahi. But if it's davar makabel tuma, so lamaisa, you haven't thought about that yet. Roi lekabel tuma, you can do that, and therefore, theoretically, you can do that, it should be enough. But if you say it's davar hamakabel tuma, actually, well, you have not yet thought about it, so it's not a bas kibulei tuma. There's something to say about that day up, but let's first do all three answers. Rava Amar, number two, beged shechisha v'aleh l'ksura ikabinayu, a beged that you thought about to use for embroidering something larger. Right, Rava says, look at Rashi. Beged gadol nami mishkachazla. You don't have to come up with a case of a tiny little piece of a swab of material. Deroy lekabel ve'eno makabel. You could have come up with a regular beged. Kigon shechisha v'alav letzai roba maisa roke. You have a big beged, but you're planning to do more with it. You're planning to make it a fancy embroidery. So, in your mind, it's not finished yet. It has not reached Kabbalah's Gemar Malacha yet. To go Kama Delot Sairei O Mevat L'Machshav So Lav Kliu. Right. So this is the opposite case. Before, and it was tiny, and you could think about using it for something normal. Here, it's already usable, but you have larger plans for this item. So back to the Gemara, Ike Benayu. Manda Amar Ra'ui Hanama Nami Roy. This is also Ra'ui. Why? Di boy mevatele lemachshavate. I could change my mind, and I could say I'm going to use it in its present state. I don't have to make it part of this fancy embroidery. But if you say lamaisa right now, you haven't thought about it, so it's not makabel tuma. Two. And third answer, Rava Amar, utzva, dechishav chashav alei lekatzi ikibinayu. Kind of the opposite. The first case was tiny, you could think big. I mean, think of it to use it for something big. Next one was big, but you might think of it as adding on to something bigger. Here, it's larger, and you're planning to cut it, make it smaller. Utzva the chash of all the kotze ikibenayo. Right, you have a certain type of, Rashi says, shatiach, a rug that you could eat on, that you could lie on, but you think that you're going to still do more processing to it. So again, in your mind, it's not done yet. Ikibenayo. Manda amar ra'ui hanami ru'uya. If you say roi, so then it is ra'ui, it can be roi, because it's roi right now. Manda amar davar amakabal tuma, ha lav makabal tuma adamaxale. But Here, you have not, it might not be makabel tuma until you actually do what you're planning to do. The Atanya of Rabbi Shimon Menasi Omer, like we had, Rabbi Shimon Menasi says, Utzva shechishev alei lekotza, an utzva that you thought about cutting it to Hora, then it is not makabel tuma ad sheyaktsi ena until you actually cut it. Makshava plays a major role in Tuma Vitara, as we know. Sugya we're not going to get back into now, but remember the Sugya in Perek Maruba in Baba Kama that discusses, does one have to be the bailim in order to determine Tumah V'Tahara. The Gemara there talks about if I steal something and then I have machshava on it. Is that good enough? The machshava and machlokas and the Mishnah and Kalim. Do you go, is a gazlan or a ganav? Which is worse, which is better? Where is there more automatic yeish? By a gazlan, I know who stole it and I still can't get it back. So I'm going to for sure have yeish then. Or do I say no? By a gazlan, I know who stole it, I'm going to get it back. By a ganav, I have no idea. So then for sure I have yesh. So the Gemara there talks about, where is there more automatic yesh? Because it seems that you have to be the bailim in order to have that machshava. But either way, many areas of halacha in Tumah V'Tahara, does machshava play a role? Right, the first Mishnah in Masechas Machshirin, right? If something becomes wet with one of the seven liquids, some type of food, only then is it makabel tumah, but only if it is kiyutan like kiyitin. I have to be happy with its becoming wet. If I wasn't planning on its becoming wet, if I didn't want it to become wet, then it wouldn't be makabel tumah. Okay, so there you see machshava plays a role. Interesting, the pashas of our Gemara is that even if I have a tiny beged, less than 3 by 3 hands breadth, if I think about using it, it's going to be makabel tuma. That's the simple understanding of our Gemara, right? We have matlus pchusa mishalosh, back to the first day, and the pashas is that as long as I have machshava about it, so that would be good enough. And that's the pashas of the Mishnah in Maseches Kalim. Excuse me, the Mishnah in Kalim says in Perachav Ches, that's all the way at the end. Kalim, we know, has 30 prakim. The longest pesecht in Shas, as we know, usually the last one that's taken sometimes in a shloshim sign-up sheet, but unless you split it into three. But there used to be another mesechta that had 30 prakim, and that was Maseches Nezikin. When all three babas were one mesechta, Maseches Nezikin, so each of the babas have 10 prakim. So that was also 30 prakim. There are, even in Kalim, sometimes they in some svarim, they call the first 10 prakim Baba Kama, the Kalim, Baba Metzia, the Kalim, Baba Basra, the Kalim, because it also split up into 10, 10, and 10. So if you, the Mishnah in Maseches Kalim says, Big Day Aniyim, Af Api She'ein Bohem Shalosh Al Shalosh. Big Day Aniyim, even though it doesn't have 3 by 3, Hare Elu Temeyin, Medris Talis, Shehischa Balakara, Kivan, She Nikra Ruba, Eno Chibor, the Chulu, he continues. But it sounds like if it's Beged Aniyim, even though it doesn't have Shalosh Al Shalosh, it's Mekabal Tumah. Because it's an ani uses it. So the pashas of that Mishnah, the pashas of our Gemara, and what Tosfos says in Maseches Nida, we're not going to just read it for a second, is that, like our Gemara says, even if it's less than 3 by 3, then it could be makabel tuma. That's the Tosfos in Nida, Daf Samach and Abezi. Quotes our Gemara in Dam Chadas, Mashvad Yechishav Alev Yechidenu, makabel tuma, even if it's very tiny. Why are we making a point of this? Because not all Rishonim agree. Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah says, Beferish not so. Tosfos says, rock only if there is you did a maisa, and it's nikar mitoch maisav, that you are going to have this. It's such a tiny baggage, just thinking about it, that's not strong enough in order to give it chashivas. Tosva says, "V'afilu chishev aleha batladaito." V'had demashva bizvachem perak dam chatos dematlus p'chusim mishal shashavos mahani be'machshava. Sounds like from our Gemara that machshava would help. Lo dami dehasam machshavaso nikeres mitoch ma'isav.
No, if you do something, so our Gemara must not be talking about a case where you just thought about it. You have to actually have done something. You're going to, why is it makabel tuma? Because you are going to sew it into the larger baguette. It's not just the tiny baguette itself. That's why. And also, the Rambam. The Rambam also, Beferish, in Hilchas Kalim, the Rambam also, obviously doesn't quote this Gemara, but he says, not good enough. Kamashira baguette lehis tabe. What's the smallest beggar that could become tummy according to the Rambam? What does he say? Shlosha tfachim al shlosha tfachim. Lemedris. Vishalosh etzbos al shlosh etzbos mechuvanos im hamalal with the hem. Lutumas amesh loshat tumas. 3x3 is the etzbos is the smallest. Less than that is not. Bamedra amurim al sharminim, that's by beggar tzemer. By sharminim, it's even more. And it continues, but the Rambam says less than 3x3 etzbos is nothing. How does our Gemara? So the Mefarshim explain that maybe he must have had a different girsa. Maybe he had the girsa of shlosha al shlosha, which is tvachim, right? Not shalosh al shalos, which is etzbos. Just one point of lumdis, Reb Chaim in the Grach al Hashas discusses. So what's the nekudas machlokas, right? Between right, we read this tuma v'tara machlokas. We're like, okay, what's the lumdis? Hard to come up with lumdis for Tumah V'Tara. Reb Chaim says, no. Why would I say that less than 3x3 etzbos with machshava would be able to or would not? So he discusses, if this 3x3 etzbos is a din in shiurin, like all shiurim learned out from Moshe Rabbeinu, Kizayis and Kebetza and Tent Fachim, and if all shiurim are learned out from Moshe Rabbeinu, then if this is a din in shiurim, then machshava shouldn't help less than 3x3 etzbos, like the Rambam says. This is the shear. Doesn't matter what you thought about, this is the minimum shear that Moshe Rabbeinu told us. But if 3x3 etzbos is not a din in shi'ur and passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's just a din in chashivus. Less than 3x3 etzbos is not chashiv at all. So then, if I'm machshiv it, so then it can become mekabel tumah. Right, that's his chilek. The tzorichi in mada be'inan le'inyin beged. Shir gimel gimel imu midin chashivus ukechol hashi'urim shenemar le'inyin begadim. Is it chashivus? Oh, the gimel gimel who midin shiurim for halach lamoshe b'sinai de pachos mizeh ain't no beged. And he says that's what the Rambam would hold, right? It's a din of shiurim, and therefore it doesn't matter your machshava any less than that. He quotes the Ravid and he quotes our Gemara, right? This is how he explains the machlokas in the Reb Chaim and the Grach al Hashas. Okay, let's continue. Again, a lot more to talk about there, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Ein ta'un kibus chulu. So the Mishnah said that only the spot that got the blood on it requires kibus. Minani mili, how do I know that? The Tanur Rabbanan, Yochon nitaz al miksas beged, yehe kala beged ta'un kibus. If it splashes on a little part of the beged, you might think the entire beged requires kibus. Tambalomar, asher yazeh. Lo amarti lecha, ela makum dam belvad. That sprinkled on it, only that spot requires the kibbutz and not the other parts of the beged. Dover shuhu roi lakabel tumah v'chulu. So only something that is roi lakabel tumah. Stama k'rev Yehuda. Like we had in Machlokas. Roi lakabel tumah or makabel tumah. So this last part of the Mishnah seems to be like the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says continues. Roi lakibbutz lim ute kli debar grei dehu. Only something that is royal kibus if the dam splashes on, excluding a kli, a utensil, that is not washable, that is scrapable, right? When we wash a beged, we don't wash it with soap, with water, but we scrape it. We scrape off the blood that went on it. So therefore, that does not require kibus. Lemute kli, debar greda hu. Interesting. So, a kli is excluded from kibus, so does it need greda? It says the special din of kibus of dam chatos kibus does not apply to kalim because those are scrapable. So they have to scrape off the dam chatos, or nothing applies. So the pashas is it's la bar kibus. You don't have to do anything. The special din of dam kibus only applies to kalim that are subject to kibus. But if not, you don't have to do anything. If you're going to the Rambam says no. The minchas chena points out that no, they have to be scraped. The Rambam, again, here in Maisa Karbanis, in Parakhas, the parak about Dam Kibus, earlier in the parak, in, on Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Echad HaBeged, Echad HaSak, Echad HaAr, HaRachtu, and Kibus, HaValor HaKasha, HaRayu Ke'etz, Vigorid HaDamei Alav. But you scrape off the blood. Echad Dam Chatas, Nechelas, or Dam Chatas is Refes. Vulua, but not Chatas Ha'of. The Rambam seems to say, Beferish, the Minchas Chinuch says, that the Greda still has to be done. It's not subject to kibbutz, but greed has to be done. Machlokes, Menachas Chinuch does not assume that would have to be done in the Azara, because there's no limud for that. Well, the Sfasemes here assumes that it would have to be done in the Azara as well. That's the Sfasemes right here. Continuing. So it's a bar greed. So items that are absorbable, we'll get to this again soon, only items that absorb are included here, right? Kalim do not absorb. Reb Moshe has a tshuva about plastic, right, years ago. Reb Moshe in Chelek Bey Simen Ayin Vav, he talks about a lot of different inyanim. So at the end of that tshuva, he talks about Ubedvar Hamapos Shel Plastic. Mistaver She'ena Dome La Oros Shehudavar She'ena Mayim Nechnasem Chalotocho. Right? No water goes in. El Arak Al Gabav Kemo Eitzim Umatris Va'af Arachim Le'inyin Zeh Heim Kekashim Shalachin Ein Zeh Inyin Kibus. Just because the Gemara talks about or, and there's a difference between hard or and soft or, as the Hashem will see soon. Even the hard or, something happens, but this hard plastic, he assumes nothing happens. Hagas b'cha, daba oros afilu kashin, ikam anda amar bizvachem sadi dalid. We'll get to it. She'ika isra kibus. Tahar b'rishon poskim ladina. Right, many poskim paskin like that. But by plastic, he assumes it is even less than that. Aval, kivan, shalo shayach limso dimze mefurish, since it's not shayach to find plastic discussed in the Gemara, to whom in chadash, shedoro shelafaneinu lo ra'u osam, min haroi lahachmir, shalo shafshef biyadayim b'chozek shukein shifshav sidu zel zeh, v'rak lenakos edemayim b'kalos, soman hilcha shabbos, yish lohakel l'kulei yama. We'll see. And then the next line, he talks about bringing newspapers into the bathroom. Okay, so that's the not for us now. Says the Gemara. We'll get to what Reb Moshe was based on soon, but there he talks about here. That's something that is not royal kibbutz. Echad abecha bechad asak v'chulu, says the Gemara. The Mishnah had said or was on the list. Or was on the list in the Mishnah of the different materials that kibbutz applied to. Says the Gemara, really? L'meimer d'or bar kibusu is or a bar kibus, which would mean it is absorbent. V'raminu, but didn't we learn in Hilchos Shabbos, chaisal of lishleshes, if it has dirt on it, mekancha b'smartut, you're allowed to wipe it with a towel, chaisa shel or, nosin ala mayim achetichle. The first type of material, no water. No water on Shabbos. That's the malacha of libun. But if it's or, the brisa says you can put water on it because it's not absorbent. If something is not absorbent at all on Shabbos, something you have a hard countertop, you're allowed to put water on there, right, and scrape it a little bit to get some dirt off. It's not absorbent at all. So here by or, the Brisa says, it's not absorbent. So first answer, machlokes. Amar Abaye lokasha ha rabbanon ha acherim. Machlokes, the rabbanon in Hilchos Shabbos say or is not absorbent. The Mishnah here that puts or in Devarim Shel Kibbutz say it is. The Tanya habeged vaasak mechabso. The Brisa says beged and sak those materials mechabso. Hakliva haor megardro, that has to just be scraped. Acherim omrim habeged vaasak vehaor mechabso via kli megaro. So machlokes tanoim, first answer about or whether or is absorbent. Is this a machlokes and metzius? Right. So we'd rather not say that. So one could say it is a little bit. The question is that halachically significant? Right. That absorbent of the or. Keman Azla, so then we say, who does the following story go like? Hada Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Zivnin Sagiyin Avikim, Nakami De Rav. Often I was in front of Rav. V'shich Shechilei Mesane B'maya, and I rinsed off, I scrubbed his shoes with water. Keman, on Shabbos. Keman Karabanan, that must be referring to the Rabbanan, Shita, who say that it's mutter. Period. Says the Gemara, really? Whether or is a bar kibus is a machlokas tanoim? Omar Rava, Umi Ika Lamanda Omar or Lav Bar Kibusu. Is there anyone that would say that or is not a Bar Kibus? We know from another area of Halacha. The Aksiv, the Habegin, O Ashasi, O Arib, O Kokli or Asher Techabes. You see, or is listed. Or is listed on the in the items that have to be watched by Negoyim. So Elam Arava, Kro Mastisan, the Chilik is different. Kro Mastisan Barachim. The Pasik and the Mishnah here that says that it is absorbent somewhat is talking about soft leather. Barachim. Ki Pligi Bakushin. The Machlokas, we had a Machlokas in the Brisa, that's talking about Kushin, meaning, this is what Ramosha just quoted, even or Kusha. There is a day that says requires kibbutz by chatas. So Ramosha was saying maybe hard plastic is even better than that. But either way, this is the chilek. How do you determine what's hard, what's soft? A little difficult to know. So the Minchas Chinuch says in his Mosach Shabbos in Parshas Yisro that it depends on the person. Totally, up and down. It's not a specific shear of soft or hard. Fine. So what we just say, soft is a problem, hard is a machlokes by kibbutz. The Amar Rav Chiya, one minute zimnin sagi and avikim nekame derav. Our story, v'shich shechei le'masani b'maya. What about our case that he washed the shoes of Rav with water on Shabbos? Because in Rabbanan, that must be talking about hard leather. The shoes were hard leather, and like the Rabbanan who say mutter. Hader Amar Rav la milsi ida amri. And after Rav said this chilik of rach and kashin, he took it back. La milsi ida amri. Neku neimalei lekra. I'm going to make a new kinta of a pasuk. The pasuk is a machalik. Tachik sivan barachin sivan. The pasuk is talking about soft leather. The pasuk says or. Why should I think that it's limited? So milo askinan. Couldn't we also be talking about in the Mishnah in the pasuk bekli ach sal gia haba mi medinas hayam vekamer achmana niboy kibus? We might be talking about some of these other types of kalim, of leather that come from Medina Sayam, and who says it doesn't need kibbutz? So the Rava says, no, by tsaras, I'm not going to limit it. Why? Elo amar Rava, tsaras. Right, what's tsaras? The pasuk that says that or is included, kivan demi gufe kaparcha, since the tsaras spot came from the beged itself, right, one of the magical halachas of tsaras, mechal chalalei umashvil larach, right, it's softened. From the tzara spot, it's softened. So it's not just a new kimta arbitrarily. The pasuk is only talking about soft. No, it's inherent. The fact that there's a tzara spot on it, that itself would weaken the beged, and that's why I could say that it's talking about soft material. Period. Interesting that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph, where the Gemara says that there were three things that might not have ever happened. And the only reason it's in the Torah is drosh v'kabel schar, at least according to one opinion there, is irani dachas, ben sarah remoram, and bayis hamenuga. Does not say beged hamenuga. That one might have happened. Bayis hamenuga, a house of saras, that's totally out of the realm of reality according to that opinion. But a beged, that's okay. Interesting. Okay. So Amar Rava, we'll get into Hilchos Shabbos Be'ez Hashem soon, but first let's continue. Ikashali akashali. Rava says this is the problem that I have. Karim viksasos derachin ninhu. Leather pillows and ksaso, that's what we're talking about here. All these types of pillows that are soft. Vitznan, and the Mishnah says, Haisa shel or, nosin ala maya machatichle. It said that you could, right, it's a pillow, it's soft. And it says you're allowed to put water on it until it gets clean. But one second, I thought you were machalik between soft and hard. And soft is absorbent, and hard is not absorbent. But here, it's a case of soft, and still it sounds like it's not absorbent, because you're allowed to put water on it. Right, on Shabbos, you can't put water on anything in the malacha of Libun. So, Ella Amar Rava, Rava says, Kol kibus, de les le kiskus, lo shme kibus. If you don't scrub it, right, you don't scrub the two parts of it together, tzad al zet, tzad tzido zet, al tzido zet, Rashi says, so then that's not full kibus. Not full kibus. Stop there for a moment. It's not halacha l'maisa where you're paskin on Shabbos, that on Shabbos, as long as you don't scrub it, it's okay, right? This line is something that's quoted out of context. Sometimes people think that I'm just going to dab. I'm not going to scrub. So that's a little information, but it's not correct halacha l'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah says beferish. Maybe you want to say on a daraisa level, maybe this might be true, but it's for sure not true on a derabbanan level. That's what the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says mutter litein mayim. It says in Siman Shin Beis in Arachayim. Mutter litein mayim al gabi min alashach shecho. You're allowed to put water on a min'ol, on a leather shoe, to clean it a little bit. Aval achabso, tahayno shemeshavshev tzido ze'al ze'oser. Comes from this Gemara. Right, scrubbing it not. right? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Miloshen zeh mash mastam de kibus beminal afili yisura leka. Vayin bir alacha shadas harbe poskim. De yisura ika afilu bekibus ba'alma. Veinu mutar rak b'shichshol b'lvad ach b'kli'eitz, v'chulu, only on this. B'kli'eitz, if something is not absorbent at all, like we said, like a hard table or a hard counter, so then fine. Maybe even vigorous scrubbing would be maker din okay. But any type of material, I like to talk about, any type of absorbent material, so then you can't even pour water on it without it. You get water without it, as we'll see another line in the Gemara. You can't just quote this line. Let's continue. So any without scrubbing is okay. I v'adam Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi zim nitzagina v'kimna kami derav. Often I was in front of Rav. As we just said the story, this is the third time. And I rinsed the Rav's shoes with water. Shichshuch in avakibus lo. Sounds like only shichshuch, but he wouldn't do, or it says on the side, kiskuse lo. So why is that? Why wouldn't he rub vigorously? So ibarachin kedivri yakol. If it's soft, then according to everybody, that would be usher. Ibakashin kachirim. And if it's hard, kachirim, because the Rabbanan would matter it. Okay, says the Gemara, 1 second. So, anything without vigorous scrubbing would be mutter, according to this line. Yachi beganami. So what about materials that are absorbent? Beganami. Answers the Gemara, beged shriaso zeu kibuso. No, it's soaking. It's connecting the water to the beged. That itself is the washing. Shriaso zeu kibuso. That's it. Period. Stop there for a moment. And that's what we pass in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, we know that there are three stages of the laundering process. Each one of them is usher on Shabbos, right? If you have the modern laundry washing machine. So first you have the soak cycle where the water touches and soaks in the with the garments, and then you have the agitating cycle. That's the shaking where it's very loud, right? The whole machine is shaking, and then you have the rinse cycle where it spins around very fast and the water comes off. Each one of those is a problem. I can't touch water to a baguette on Shabbos. Even just put, I'm just going to put it in the sink with water. I'm not going to touch it. No, we don't paskin like that line, mutter, if there's no kiskus, lo shmei kibus. No, even just putting water on it to absorbent materials, number one. Agitating it, that itself, also rubbing it. And number three, even rinsing, we paskin. Squeezing out liquid from a garment on Shabbos is also a problem. The Mishnah Berurah discusses, based on a Tosfos, this schita of dash and the schita of libun. Here we're talking about the schita of libun, the squeezing out of libun, but all three of those, any one of those stages of the laundering process is a problem. And right here, shriuso, zeo kibuso, right? Just soaking it is its kibus. Tosfos discusses, you go on the bottom of the previous amud, Tosfos discusses, what about a Maseches Beitza? In Maseches Beitza, it says that a Nida ma'aremes v'toveles bibgadeha. Woman could go into the, let's say she is going into the water, she could go with her clothes and be ma'aremes, and in that way go to the mikveh if she has very loose clothing on. Why is that an issue of kibus, of washing the clothes? So it says Rabbeinu Tam, delo chashiv kibus. This Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Delo chashiv kibus, mishum da'avi derech lichluch. If I'm doing something, even if per se it might look like a malach, if I'm doing it in a lichluch way, I'm not washing this. When I go into the water and my clothes get wet, generally I don't want my clothes to get wet. That's an act of walking and my clothes get soaked. That's washing the clothes. Right? What if it starts raining? Am I not allowed to go out of my house if it's raining out on Shabbos? No, that's derech lichluch. That's this tosus. Right? It's also quoted by other malachas. Right? What about, even before that, what about washing, drying my hands after netilas yadayim? Am I washing the towel? How can I dry my hands? Right, by the sixth person who dries his hand with the same towel, the towel's getting a little wet. Right, so why can't I dry my hands? Why am I allowed to dry my hands on Shabbos? Right, isn't that, I'm not allowed to wash a towel on Shabbos in water, so how can I dry my hands? I never thought about that. The answer is this, Rabbi Natam. Derech lichluch. If it's derech lichluch, then it's not a problem. Some have the heter. Rabbi Natam here says it by libun. There is a question in halacha, Tosfos here doesn't quote. Oh, just there it is. The last line of the Tosfos, back at the top of Amud Beis. There it is. That's why we're allowed to wash our hands. Netilas Yadayim on Shabbos because of Derech Lichluch. Some apply this principle to other malachas as well. Shulchan Aruch has a day about this. Machlokes, Shulchan Aruch and the other Achronim, the Radvaz gets into it. What about Soveya? What about if my hands are dirty? I ate strawberries and my hands are red. I'm going to wipe my hands on a towel. So that's soveya. So is that derech lechluch? Is that mutter? So that's not so clear. Because the poskim have it, the Tosfos has it, Shulchan Aruch has it by libun. What about soveya? Right, that's not so clear. So yesh, definitely yesh amalo hakel, right, to do that derech lechluch. What, I'm coloring the napkin? So if it's a disposable napkin, for sure it's mutter. For sure it's mutter, because there's no coloring by disposable. Rav Moshe writes in one place, it's always good to use disposable. And there, Baruch Hashem, we live in a day with a fancy disposable, one that doesn't have to use cloth. But one if says, no, my Shabbos is not Shabbos unless I use cloth and napkins. So, Yesh B'Amal Lisvach also, that is Derech Lichluch also there, extending the Rabbeinu Tam from Libun to Soveya as well. That is Derech Lichluch. But again, the poskim aren't as a muskam in that case. There is another daya that Tosas quotes, not here, but Tosas in Shabbos, but this comes up, and that is, maybe there's no Shriuso Zeo Kibuso by something that's already clean. Shriuso Zeo Kibuso is only by something that's dirty. If it's clean, so then there's no Shriuso Zeo Kibuso. It doesn't need to be clean, so soaking it in water is not cleaning it. That's 2 days in the Ramah. 2 days in the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch discuss whether Shriuso Zeo Kibuso applies to a Beged Naki, that's Shin Beis, Oz Tes. The Ramah has 2 days. Okay, let's continue. Again, there's a lot by Libun, but we'll leave that for now. Says the Gemara now, Rava Lataimei, Dama Rava, Rava goes according to his reasoning, Rava says, Zarak Sudar Lavayim Chayef. If I throw a Sudar, or I throw a Beged into water, I'm already Chayef. Right, there it is. Shriuso Zeo Kibuso. Zarak, or Zara, right, question about the Girsa here, Pishton Lamayim Chayef. If I throw a flax seed, Zarak Zerapish Lamayim Chayef, I throw a flax seed into water, I'm also Chayef. So Bishlam Asud Ravid Kibus. If I throw the Beged in, I washed it. Ela Zarapishton my time. If I throw a seed into water, what am I doing? So the first half is what's important for us, for our sugya. But we quoted the whole statement. But what am I doing if I throw a seed into the water? Is it because it starts sprouting? So any type of seed, even a wheat seed or a barley seed, I should be chayef for throwing it into the water. So why would I only say it's chayef mishum pishton? So where it says hanach islu riri. No, the other, the pishton, when they sprout, then they connect to each other and it becomes like one gush. And that's an issue of lush. Not chiti and sari don't have that. Tziyachi shlachayim nami. Also, these types of shlachayim also they stick together. These hides stick together. These unprocessed hides. Hasam kavel lisha. No, the issue by the pishton is that it's like lisha, because what's the malach of lisha? When I take particles and I connect them together through a liquid medium, like dough, like here, it's going to become one gush. So that would be a problem of Elisha. So it sounds like Lamaskana, there's no issue of Zoraya. And that's a big discussion. The Rambam says Beferich, it's an issue of Zoraya, putting a seed into water on Shabbos and it starts sprouting. How does the Rambam read this Gemara? Big Shaila. Also, when is big Machlokes Achronim, when do I violate the Malacha of Zoraya? You know, let's continue first to the two dots, and then, actually, no, it's on this. Let's just say it now. The Minchas Chinuch and the Rishash have a Machlokes. We've quoted this in the past, maybe not in a while. What happens if I put a seed in the ground on Shabbos afternoon, and then I remember it's Shabbos, so I pick it up from the ground. Am I chayev mishum zoreya? I picked it up. It's never going to take root. I picked it up an hour after I dropped it there. So that is a machlokas between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rishash. The Minchas Chinuch assumes you're chayev for zoreya, even if you picked it up an hour later. You didn't prevent the malacha. It's not like bishul. I take off the fire before I cook it. The Rishash says, what? Rishash and Shabbos, ayin gimel. Of course not. If it didn't do the malacha, it didn't do the malacha. You started doing it, but then you stopped. So is the malacha putting it into the situation that Zoraya is possible or actually doing Zoraya? Okay. Darash Rava, Mutav L'chavis Minol B'Shabbos. You're allowed to wash a shoe. Amar L'Papa L'Rava, V'yam R'Bchei Barash, Yizim N'Sagin Avikim N'Tamim Yidirav. The fourth time we're quoting this. V'shich Shechi L'Mesani B'Maya. What do you mean? He only did Shichshuch in water. Shichshuch in Avakibus Lo. You can't do Kibus of a regular shoe. Hadu Uki Rava, Amor Alei B'Darash. So he said, you're right. Tvarim Sharmati L'Fnechem Tozim B'Yadi, I made a mistake. Baram Kach Amru Shichshuch Mutter, Sich Kiskus, Kiskusei Aser. Fine. The Kibbutz Malkam Kadosh, next halach of the Mishnah v'chulu. My minani mili, how do I know that has to be done in the Azara, the Tanur Rabbanan, Techabes b'makom Kadosh. Shviras Klicheres Minayin, how do I know that has to be done in the Azara? Tamalomar, Uklicheres Asher Tevush Albo, Yishaver. Mariko Shtifa Kli B'Kli Nechoshes Minayin, Tamalomar Vim B'Kli Nechoshes Bushala, Umarak V'Shutap Amayim. It's all quoted in the same context, therefore they all have to be done in the Azara. That's the chomer bechatas. We're not chlokes what that means. Rashi, Rambam. Let's go with Rashi. Kibusta of dam chatas. That's the chomer of chatas. Vesuleka, where there's no other chomers of chatas that don't apply to other karbanos. V'yayika shenichlas dam alfnim. Didn't we quote earlier? The Mishnah daf pe'alef. The blood of a chatas that goes inside. It's nifsal, that only applies to chatas. Bechatos chachitzonos. Right? No, we're talking about chatas chitzonos. That's what we're referring to, and we're comparing it to other karbanas. Shem nichnas dam alefnim psula. What do you mean? If the blood of the chatas that goes in psula, so that also only applies to a chatas. So what's your answer? Rabbi Akiva? No, maybe like Rabbi Akiva. Damar kol dam shnei psula lechaper psula. Rabbi Akiva always applies to all karbanas. So that's why that couldn't be mentioned as an afkamina in our Mishnah, because that's halacha that applies to all karbanas, not just the chomer of chatas. Okay, I'll come up with another one. Shekin mechaper nachai v'krisus. Only karbanas chatas are mechaper and chai v'krisus. So why did the Mishnah list that difference? The chatas to shmias hakol. No, there is a chatas that doesn't have krisus, right? Shmias kol. Shvuas ha'edus. That's not, that's an olav yored and does not have krisus. Okay. Shekin tuna arba matanos. Isn't chatas the only one that needs the four zrikos on the four corners? Karebi Yishmael, damar kol damen tuunin dal matan dal kronos. No, like Rebi Yishmael. Shmuel says, no, you need on the four corners also by other karbanos. Olatame, Chayika, and the Gemara says, wait a second. There are many differences. Chayika, Karen, the only one on the kronos of Mizbeah, Chayika, Etzba, you have to dip each time. Chayika, Chuda. It's not saying the only difference. It's one of the differences that we're talking about Dam Chatas. So this is Halacha that only applies to Chatas and does not apply to other karbanos. But there are, of course, other differences, but the Mishnah is not listing off all of the differences right now. Okay, we'll have to see here. Hashem, we will continue over the next week or two. There will be some from the last cycle, from new, depending on the schedule. My schedule is a little kavua over the next 2 weeks or so. But Hashem, every daf will be up. And Hashem, as we continue here in Maseches Vachim.